B'siyata d'shmaya, let's try to learn together the Yismach Yisrael for Parshas Ve'eschanan. He has six pieces that appear from page 68 to 71. Let's try to learn Os Aleph, Os Gimel, and Os Dalet together. Os Aleph on page 68. Rav Loch V'gomer V'tzav V'sihoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, begs HaKadosh Baruch at the beginning of Parshas Ve'eschanan to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem tells Moshe, you've done enough, your time has come. Rather, you should command Yehoshua to lead the Jewish people. Your loyal Talmud, Yehoshua, will take your place and bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. D'nemavur b'svar makadoshim kasher shnei b'nei adam medaber miachad. What happens any time two people speak, all the more so when there's a kesher of Rebbe and Talmud, like Moshe and Yehoshua, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua? Whenever two people speak, the svar makadoshim tell us, v'echad mochiach es chavero, and one is rebuking the other, offering direction and guidance, b'divrei musar, u'mekablin dein min dein, and they're hopefully influencing one another, afilu hu ish pashut, even if he's a simple person, az ha'makabel nikra talmid v'amashpia mikri rebi, etzel chavero hasheni. When you have two people, again, even two simple people, certainly a rebi to talmid has a relationship of mashpia and makabel, but even two more regular people, plain people, every Jew is very holy, of course, but simple people, if one is influencing the other through his words, through his direction, through his insight, through his rebuke, which of course is given with love as well, so then the one who is influencing is a mashpia, he has the status of a Rebbe, and the one who is mekabel, the one who is receiving, has the status of a Talmud. K'muvur b'mishnas, we find in Pirkei Avos, sh'afilu lamad imenu os achas kar Rebbe, rabo, that even if a person is learns a single letter from one person, then he's considered his Rebbe. Someone once complained to the Lubavitcher Rebbe that he's not able to inspire anyone, he has nothing to share, he has nothing to teach, he doesn't know enough. The Rebbe was pressuring him to try to share what he has with others. And the Rebbe said to him, Kapshuto, he said, if you know Aleph, teach Aleph. If you know Beis, teach Beis. If you know Gimel, teach Gimel. And that's really the idea of this Mishnah in Avos, that even if you teach a person a single letter, Kapshuto, one of the letters of the Aleph Beis, then you're his Rebbe, for that matter. And there are great stories of tzaddikim who stood up for their Aleph Beis Rebbeim, even though they became great Talmidei Chachamim and far surpassed those Rebbeim, but they felt forever indebted to the Rebbeim who gave them that foundation. And this, of course, the hashba of influencing someone really lasts forever. Afiyu la'achar moso, sifsosov dovos bakever. V'zemekri koach hasharas hanefesh la'ad. And this is, again, the notion, the concept of implanting a spiritual degree of soul within another person, and again, because it's soulful, the soul by definition is eternal. Ki kol zman shamakabel tocha oseto, because any time that the one who received that advice acts upon it, so I taught you a halacha, or you taught me a Torah idea. So anything that I do that's based on that information, or that idea, or that inspiration, or that clarity of coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any time I act upon it, any thought, any action, any word that I say that is somehow a reflection of that original teaching that you shared with me, hu mikoach hamashpia, that comes from, again, that source, that mashpia, the one who influenced, v'nechshav tamid l'hamashpia kiil hu osa atov, and therefore the mashpia, because he invested this koach within that Talmud, within that Makabel, so anytime the Makabel acts, it's Ke'ilu, the Mashpia is acting through that Talmud. V'zeo, Devar Chazal, and that's what Chazal say in Baba Basra, Kol HaMiniach Ben O Talmud Hagun Ke'ilu Eino Meis. If you leave a legacy of children who walk in your ways, in the ways of Torah, or you leave a legacy of students who walk in your ways, so it's Ke'ilu, you never died. In a very simple sense, that they carry on your Torah teachings, and your midos, and your character. Ki tamid ba'asiyah satov me'at talmud sifsos of dovos, because whenever the Talmud acts, so the lips of the departed Rebbe are still murmuring, still chattering, even bakever, as the Gemara says. V'nechshav ki'ilu hu chai b'olam haza, and therefore that person has kiyum even in this world. His neshama has moved on to a different world. His body is no longer active. But through the hashpa that he had on his child, or on his Talmud, he is still alive, so to speak, in the world. Because that which is taking place is directly in response to the efforts that he made when he was alive. And that's really what Hashem is saying to Moshe. Moshe, you want to live forever. I promise you, you're going to live forever. You want to go into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Maybe not in the way that you would have thought. And therefore Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav lach, hainu, sha'ata mikra Rebbe. You're a Rav. And because you're a Rebbe, when Yeshua goes into Eretz Yisrael, you'll see it's ki'ilu you went into Eretz Yisrael. Right? All the more so, you taught to Gans Klal Yisrael the whole Torah, all the more so to Yoshua, your beloved Talmud. You taught him the secrets of the Torah. So therefore, go to Yoshua, strengthen him, fortify him, give him the chizuk that he needs to continue the task, because if he does a good job, then you're still doing a good job. And therefore, v'kasher yilamed Torah liYisrael. Therefore, when Yeshua will teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, v'yigmor chayvaz Hashem yisbarach v'yachnisim la'aretz, and he carries out the divine decree to take them into Eretz Yisrael. Yek ilu atam achnas osam la'aretz Yisrael, v'yikra zos al shemecha, ki akol hu mikoychacha mitorascha. It'll be considered on your name. It'll be ki'ilu your efforts. It will be the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu that brings Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, because again, it was through your Torah and your efforts in your lifetime to guide Klal Yisrael that brought them to this point. V'zehu peirush l'kamon v'parsha, and that's really what the pasuk means a little bit later in the parsha. Re'ei limadti eschem chukim mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem Elokai. Meaning, re'u, she'osan ha-mitzvos chukim mishpatim asher limadti eschem t'yashmuin la'asos. Everything that I showed you, everything that I taught you, everything that I gave over to you, please guard it carefully, says Moshe. And remember very well, ki anochi hamalamid lachem. Remember that I am your teacher. Meaning what? V'lo zachisi lalos. I'm not zochet to go into Eretz Yisrael. But if you remember that, then your commitment and your dedication to everything that I taught you will give me continued existence in this world. Oz yanechshav, like the pasuk says, this is the quote from the pasuk, kasher tzivani Hashem elokai, las oz kein b'karev aretz, that through carrying out the Dvar Hashem, it will be a fulfillment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire that we should do so in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, ki'ilu anochi zachisi lalos la'aretz HaKadosha, it'll be as if I was zocha to go to Eretz Yisrav. What an amazing idea. So that's Rav Lach. Moshe, Hashem says, you are a Rebbe, and a Rebbe has to believe that his ashpa on his Talmidim is not only for the moment, but everything that the Talmud accomplishes over the course of his lifetime is a hemshich of the efforts of that Rebbe. What an amazing idea when it comes to chinuch habanim and educating our students. V'siyam dvar v'kadoshim, and the Rebbe concluded, it says at the beginning of the piece that this is from the year Tuf Reish Mem, the Rebbe concluded the piece, that would be what? That would be the year 1880. So the Rebbe concluded the piece, Mizeh yilmod kol adam shekasher ba yachad im chavero yadabri mo divra yir umusar. So now, think about it. When you have an opportunity to share anything, anything meaningful, anything productive with another human being, you should talk. When you share something meaningful, Zehu davar ha'omid la'ad. Instead of talking about nonsense, give over an idea, and the impact of that idea is eternal. For lo kamo shenog in achshav, and he lamented the fact, unfortunately, too many people pass the time by just talking about narishkeit. And if we would share ideas with each other and influence one another, again, not only will I have the immediate benefit of elevating and lifting up another Jew, but again, the trajectory of his whole life and his future descendants is all possibly being shaped by my efforts in that moment. Very powerful idea. Very, very powerful idea. Okay, let's go on to Oz Gimel on page 69. He quotes a medrash which seems very obviously conflicted. You'll see why in a second. The Medrash Rabba says, Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam, kishetehei roa banecha b'tzar, when you see your children suffering, Moshe says to Hashem, ein mi sheyavakish rachma aleihem, and there's no one who is petitioning on their behalf, they're seeking mercy on their behalf, miyad anei osam, Hashem, please respond to them. Amar lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, chayecha b'chol shal shikro, ani anei osam. No problem, says Hashem. Anytime they call out to me, I will immediately respond to them. Tichsiv kaHashem Elokeinu bekol kareinu elav. Like the pasuk says in our parsha, is there a God in the world? Obviously not. There's only one God. Is there a God who is as responsive, who bechol kareinu elav? Whenever he's called upon, Hashem responds. What's the problem with this medrash? Asks the Yismach Yisrael very simply. Vakushim Mubaris, Mufarshim Medrash. The Mufarshim on the Medrash point out the obvious problem. Halo Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom Bikesh. Moshe said, Im Shalo Yia Mishi Avakish Rachim Aleyem. If we find that there is no one who is seeking mercy on their behalf, so Hashem, please help them. So Hashem responds, good, so just seek mercy on their behalf. What does that mean? Tshuvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haya B'im Yikra Osi. Right, Moshe says, no, I'm asking for Rachmanis in a time where no one's calling out to you. So Hashem says, right, so just call out to me. No, but I'm referring to a time, says Moshe, when no one's calling out. So how is the response? If they would just call out, then I would respond. We're looking for a solution in a time where people are not calling out. This is the question of Mefarshim ask on the Medrash. Well, the Fi Ani Yas Daiti, says the Yismach Yisrael, it's really not so difficult to solve for the following very simple reason. V'nir l'fi Ani Yas Daiti nucha lomar al pi poshut. Alpi divrei ha-gemara Rosh Hashanah Yudchesam and Aleph. Amrav Shmuel ben Unya, Mishmei Derav. Minayin l'gzardin shel tzibor v'chulu. The Gemara there says, in Daf Yudchesam and Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, that minayin l'gzardin shel tzibor sheinu nechtam. How do we know that the gzardin of a tzibor is not sealed? And then the Gemara says, and afagav shenechtam, here it says nechtam, I think the Gemara is nechtam, even though it is sealed, even though it's signed and sealed and delivered, so to speak, nikra, it could be ripped up. How do we know that it could be overturned? And the answer is, kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu, I love. That if we dive into Hashem, nothing is absolute, and even the harshest decree can be overturned. Writes the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in the second parak, aval tzibor kol zman she'osim tshuva, v'tzoakim b'lev shalim, heima na'anim. Whenever the tzibor calls out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, immediately they will be answered, as it says, Kashem Elokeinu Bikol Kareinu Elav. Vakesef Mishnah Mitzayin Zeh Gemar Rosh Hashanah. And the Kesef Mishnah says the source of this Rambam is that Gemar in Rosh Hashanah. So clearly, Haresha Pasuk Zeh Nemar Al Tfilas Tzibor Daifka Dafka. So clearly, this notion that what, that the Tfilas will be immediately answered, is a reference to the power of Tfilah B'Tzibor. Ulefizeh Yevuar Divrei HaMedrash Bohanis Kaleal Nachon. So now we can easily resolve the medrash that we started with. Shetfilas Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom Haya. Moshe says, what's going to be? Be'im sheyeh Yisrael b'tzara v'lo yihi mi, meaning, haynu, yachid tzadik hador, sheyeh roi levakish rachem aleihem. What's going to be if there's not going to be an individual, a tzadik, a yachid, who's able to defend and save Klal Yisrael, as Moshe himself did on more than one occasion? Shelo yar libam mitfilas yachid shenivdekas. Right? What's going to be in such a situation? What's going to be if you don't have such an outstanding leader? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response is, who says we need to solve this problem with one outstanding yachid? Which the Gemara in Bracha says in Daf Ches means, or alludes to the fact that what? Tfilas Tzibor Einonim Eses La'olam. The Tfilah of the Tzibor always works. So Moshe, you're worried, you're thinking in the future, what's going to be? Who's going to defend Klal Yisrael? We don't need that Yachid. It's a chashuv thing, obviously, when we can identify that Tzadik Hador who can overturn Hashem's Gezerah. It's a remarkable thing. But we also have to realize the power of Tfilah B'Tzibor. Because she had Tzibor Yisrael Tzoakim, Heim Na'anim. When Klal Yisrael has a Tzibor called out, they are answered. And that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Dechsev Kashem Elokeinu B'Kol Kareinu Elav. Nidra litzakas tzibor, like the Rambam and the Gemara are telling us. It's a reference to the tzibor crying out. V'chein mevuav medjish rabba on the pasuk va'ani tefilasi. Tillim chapter 69. David b'shvil shahaya yechidi amar eis ratzon. David Melech says Avin at a time of divine favor because I'm davening. Shal tzibor eino chazeres la'olam reikam. But a tefillah of a tzibor, says the medjish, is never denied. Kashem elokeinu bikol kareinu elav. And it's exactly what we've been explaining. Again, a further medrash proving the point that this pasuk of Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav is a reference to Tefillah B'Tzibor. We find in the medrash Tana de Be'Eliyahu, it's divided into two parts, Tana de Be'Eliyahu Rabba and Tana de Be'Eliyahu Zuta. So at the end of Perach of Gimel, we find Amar Lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. And if we find such an outstanding scholar, a great Talmud Chacham who could save the Jewish people to be mahapech from kaf chovet to kaf schus, then great. But when the Jewish people get together, says the Medrash, so this is the power of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Definitely something we need to start thinking about even more as we begin to approach the days of Elul, which are rapidly approaching. The days of Slichos, whether you're Sephardi or Ashkenazi, the days of Slichos are going to be upon us very soon. And it's a time to recognize the koach of Tefillah B'Tzibur, that when the Tzibur of Jews get together and cry out to Hashem in an honest way, Tfilas Tzibur is never nim'esas. It's never rejected. It's never despised. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the entity of Klal Yisrael, which is always pure, something the Yismach Yisrael speaks about quite often. Okay, we have time for one more piece, and then maybe we'll have a second shiur to discuss some of the Shabbos Nachum and Tu B'Av Torah at a different time. But let's take a look at Oz Dalid, the bottom left-hand corner on page 69. Anochi mitzavecha hayom. Of course, we know these words very well from Kriyat Shema. Perish Rashi. Rashi explains, as he does in several places in Chumash. Rashi says that what's the emphasis of hayom? Shelo yehe kidiot kama yishana eliye beinecha kiilu hayom nitna. We should never, God forbid, see the Torah as some ancient dogma, but rather it should be something that's fresh and new and alive every single day of our life. Why is that easier to attain than it sometimes seems? Because we have to think about one simple reality, which is Hainu Shal Pia Emes, Bechol Shau Bechol Rega, Huchias Chadash Hanishva Me'akadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just that the Torah is given to us anew every day. It's that every second of our lives, throughout every second of our day, is constantly being recreated. It's being generated at that exact moment. And it's not something that's given to us and Hashem puts our life in motion and then withdraws His hand, so to speak. Hainu shal pia emes. Again, look at the words. Bechol shah uvechol rega. Every single second of every single day, there's a chiyus chadash, which is nishba me'akadosh baruch hu, which is being poured down upon us from Hashem. Like it says on in the medrash, right at the beginning of Bereishis, we have such a medrash, on the pasuk, kol haneshama talka haluka, learns the Medrash, Al kol nishima unishima haluka. For every breath a person takes, one should say haluka, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a choice at that moment to create you. At that very moment. As the Ramak explains, or Moshe Cordovero explains in his beautiful Tomer Devora, that even at the moment that a person is doing an Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him life. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not take away the life force within him at that moment? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's absolute belief, and it's really one of the most powerful ideas. It's Hashem's absolute belief that the Avera that you're doing right now does not define you, that I believe that you're going to do tshuva for this Avera, I believe that you're going to make something more wholesome and better out of your life, and make better choices in the future, and the fact that Hashem sustains you, giving you the physical energy to do that sin, to me is one of the most remarkable ideas and humbling ideas in the world if we really stop to think about it. So every second, kol neshima neshima ta'al ka, every second God is giving you life. And that's why we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as a borei kol haneshamos. So often we talk about borei. This is what Rav Uri of Strelitz, I believe, said, explaining the pasuk of borei priyad, borei priyadam. What do you mean borei? Borei is lashon hove. Exactly what the Yismach Yisrael says here. What do you mean borei kol haneshamos? Borei, Hashem just made my neshama now? And the answer is yes. Borei hu lashon hove. Hainu shebechol rega verega borei mechadash haneshima shebekirbacha. That at every single second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating you at that moment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nofeach b'cha nishmas chayim. Hashem is blowing into you, breathing into you, a spirit of life. Using a lashon of neficha here, paraphrasing or alluding to the statement that we find in Sefer Kabbalah, in the Sefer Hakana, that man denafach mitoche nafach, that one who blows from within. That means when Hashem blew a spirit of life into us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into us a piece of His essence. So therefore, the energy, the chiyus, the source of life within you that you had yesterday is not the same as the one you have today, or even a second ago. And therefore, is it really so hard to live in relation to Torah in the same way? It shouldn't be so hard. I gave you new life. So now what? embrace it with a sense of ischadshus, lekabel mechadash ol haTorah. Maybe the very reason Hashem made it that way is that a person should constantly have a sense of renewal in his life, and that allows him to maintain that renewal in his most significant relationship, which is, of course, with Hashem and His Torah. Lekabel mechadash ol haTorah mitzvos va'achdus Hashem va'avas Hashem. To accept upon himself the principles of what it means to be a Jew with a sense of newness and ischadshus. They say about the Yir HaKadosh that he was called the Holy Jew of Pershischa, because he said, today I'm a Yid, compared to yesterday I wasn't even Jewish. He was such a person of ischadshus that it was ki'ilu, today is my first day of being a Jew. And that's really how we should live. It's obviously very hard psychologically, emotionally, to feel this way at all times. But in a certain sense, if we stop and think about it, it shouldn't be so hard to say, wait a minute, this moment is a new moment in time. I have the ability to grab onto this moment and do something entirely unique with it. And therefore, one who thinks this way will have a tremendously fresh outlook when it comes to Torah. V'im adam osakein, concludes the Yismach Yisrael, if a person does so, u'mishar be'emes b'nafsho ki'ilu hayom, hu mitzuva va'omein me'ar Sinai kol ha'dvar me'ila, ki'ilu I'm standing at Har Sinai right now receiving the Torah, hearing it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seeing the Maim at Har Sinai, as the Torah reminds us, remember what you saw at Har Sinai, the sight itself is very important. As some Rishonim emphasize, Yesh lo pischon peh utfila l'shomeya tfilos shabal yikachayu od mi'olam hazeh. Amazing line, he says. If a person truly sees himself as new in Torah, fresh in Torah, a beginner in Torah, so then l'maisa, what happens? He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a baby. I have my whole life ahead of me. I need to live longer in this world to be able to fulfill your Torah. Ki ayom ischalti liros b'tarascha u'mitzvasecha lazos al tikachinu yolam hazeh l'man el morchukecha. You can't take me out of this world, Hashem. You have to grant me life because I'm just getting started. Ki at tehenli kekatan shenolad. I'm like a newborn baby. Ischalti, I'm just beginning to serve you. I could be 95 years old, but I'm a newborn. Kederach shemavur b'divrei hachassid Rav Yosef Yaivitz. Explaining the pasuk Atah Chilosa by Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe says, "Hashem, I'm just beginning to see your miracles." If I'm not mistaken, the Ralbag has the same shot on that pasuk as well. Atah Chilosa, I'm just a beginner. Shechein Hayat Tfilas Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom. Halo Atah Ischalta Keis Leherani Ma. I'm just beginning to see something. Moshe is young; he's fresh. That's why we see in the closing description of Moshe Rabbeinu at the moment of death, he's described as a youngster, full of vigor, full of energy, with his sight fully intact. Lezos al tikacheni, Hashem, so grant me time. I need to live. V'zehu limud eich lesader hatfilo ledoros habaim. I'm not sure why he concludes exactly with that nusach, but he says this is an important tefila for us to be mindful of, to daven over the fact that, Hashem, there's so much more for us to do. And don't look at it ki'ilu, you know, I'm an old washed up person who doesn't have the sense of his chadshus. No, I'm a person who's fresh. Ki'ilu Hashem, you just created me. Not ki'ilu, you did. Hashem, you just created me. And I accept the Torah with that degree of excitement and newness. And that's really a game changer in one's relationship with Torah and mitzvos and achdus Hashem and avas Hashem, like Yismach Yisrael said. Samir to Hashem, we should understand again, like we learned in Os Aleph, the power of Hashba, the ability to influence people and how it can create an everlasting mark on their soul and the trajectory of their lives. Number three, Gimel, we learned the power of Tefillah B'Tzibur, that even when there's not a tzaddik, an individual who's able to overturn the Gezeiras Hashem, like Moshe Rabbeinu himself did, but Hashem says nothing to worry about. A group of simple Jews who get together, the power of Tzibur is that Tefillah S'Tzibur Einan Emeses La'olam, and here, like we learned in Oz Dalid, the power of Ischadshus, both in terms of our moments of our lives and in terms of our relationship with Hashem, and his Torah. Halavai, we should live these beautiful teachings to give great nachas ruach to Avinu Shabbat Shemayim.